In our exploration of the role community colleges have played in the mission to give opportunity to as many people as possible, we're going to spend a few minutes with a student with a special set of challenges. Veterans returning to civilian life receive federal money to pay for education. And while some for-profit schools have been accused of exploiting veterans and wasting their GI Bill benefits, public community colleges have become vital bridges to help veterans skill up for new opportunities. El Paso Community College in Texas enrolls over 1,000 veterans and their dependents each semester. Charisma James is one of them. She's a U.S. Army combat veteran who's seen some frightening things in her experiences overseas. But as a mother of two returning home, the idea of enrolling in school seemed like a dangerous mission.
School frightened me, quite honestly. Being in the military for so many years, having a very progressive career in the military, and then kind of coming out and feeling like you have to start from square one again, it's a little frightening. So when I did decide to go back to school, I think the first day I went to El Paso Community College, I was probably just about as nervous as my first day of going to basic training. You know, I was like, you know, I just want to do my classes, just want to get in and get out and get this over with. But when I showed up to EPCC, I got a totally different experience. I mean, the instructors and the faculty and staff, they were so welcoming, and I'm glad that I chose to start at a community college level because the classes, they're smaller, they're more intimate. At El Paso Community College, you really do feel a sense of community.
What's the toughest thing, do you think, about El Paso Community College, your biggest challenge?
Just balancing it all. Being a student, studying, you know, home life. But at the same time, my children, they're 4 and 5. They're young and they're going to school. And it's kind of cool to say to them, like, well, mommy's going to school too. And kind of can be that example, that role model for them.
Well, that's great. What's your dream, and how does El Paso contribute to your hopes for the future?
I do want to complete my nursing degree, obtain my BSN. What I like about that is the possibilities in nursing are endless. I can pursue higher degrees. There's so many different disciplines, and maybe specializing with domestic abuse. I was thinking about becoming a sexual assault advocate. I know there's some RNs in the city right now that are doing that, and maybe, you know, something to do with substance abuse and things of that nature, because El Paso has high rates for both of those things. So I would like to try to contribute to being a solution in the community.
Has that been an issue in your life?
It has. I grew up as a child of a parent that had a substance abuse problem. So it has touched my life in a personal level. So I want to get to a point where I don't have to see people struggle as the way that I've seen them struggle in my life as a child and not being able to do anything about it. And now, you know, I have an opportunity in life where I can help.
How does El Paso have specialized programs to help with the transition from military life to civilian life?
El Paso Community College is currently opening a Veterans Resource Center. So it's supposed to be a one-stop shop for veteran students. So from the moment they walk in the doors at El Paso Community College to their transitioning point, a lot of veteran students, you know, like myself, we come back into the academic arena and, you know, we've been out of school for so long, so we may be rusty in English or math skills. They will be taken care of by specialized caseworkers that can help them in an array of things.
How has the notion of the value of your degree changed as you've been at school?
It took a while to kind of figure out what degree to pursue. When you're in the military, you know, you do feel like you have a sense of purpose. And then when you get out, it's kind of like being a pro athlete and being at the top of your game. And then you retire and it's like, well, what do I do now? You know, so it kind of feels the same way. And so I do have a nurturing soul, I believe. I always want to help people. And so just talking to my family members, I said, you know, I think this would be a good route. I think I can do this. I think this is something that'll interest me. There's unlimited opportunities in this field. I'll be helping people. And it just really appealed to me. I feel like it would give me a renowned sense of purpose.
Congratulations, Charisma.
Thank you so much.
Charisma James is a veteran and a student at El Paso Community College.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.